We're talking about federal OSHA documents shedding light on the Husky Energy explosion and fire that rocked the Twin Ports in April 2018, injuring dozens of refinery workers. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In December of 2019, the U.S. Chemical Safety Board, the federal agency investigating the explosion and fire at the Superior Refinery, they released a five-minute animation of what went very wrong.
At approximately 10 a.m., the hazardous mixture of air and hydrocarbons found an ignition source, and there was a large explosion. Debris from the explosion flew about 200 feet and hit a large above-ground storage tank, puncturing the side of the tank and releasing hot asphalt.
Join in on what you remember from the dark plume of smoke, what you wonder about federal investigators and the status of the refinery today, 800-642-1234. Danielle Kading is a reporter in Wisconsin Public Radio's Superior Bureau. Danny, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. So tell us about these documents WPR obtained from OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
Yeah, so these documents show that the refinery was aware of erosion with a piece of equipment that's known as a spent catalyst slide valve, and that prevents air and hydrocarbons from mixing as part of the refining process. And there were holes on this valve that were found during the refinery's two past shutdowns that they did to conduct maintenance back in 2008 and 2013. And they said that the refinery should have inspected the valve more frequently than its five-year timeline for repair and replacement of mechanical equipment during these shutdowns. And they and refinery workers knew that this valve was malfunctioning in the days leading up to the explosion. And there are some other findings that were surprising to OSHA inspectors. And I can go into more of that if you like.
I'm wondering though, did what you found in these documents match up to what Husky Energy, the owner then, had told the public, had told people about the explosion and fire?
Well, Husky has said since the beginning that they were going to investigate the root cause of the incident, that they had their own internal investigation, and that they were fully cooperating with the Chemical Safety Board, the Environmental Protection Agency, OSHA, and any other state or federal agencies that might have been involved. You know, they have not said anything about what they believe caused the explosion. They have been kind of relying on what these agencies have been revealing and haven't revealed or released, to my knowledge, any details of what they have found in their internal inspection.
It seems like it's, you know, over 4 years now. Shouldn't we be further along in knowing the root causes and knowing exactly where to go from here?
Yeah, I do think there's a lot of frustration about the time that it's taken to get to the bottom of what exactly happened. You know, OSHA released its findings of workplace safety violations from this explosion back in 2018. And that came out, I think it was in October, and the explosion had happened in April. But we still don't know what the final report from the Chemical Safety Board has to say about the root causes that led to this incident. They have been plagued by a backlog of investigations and a shortage of staff that have prevented them from moving through the cases that they're investigating. And as you know, there are new incidents that are occurring every year across the country. And so this has been pushed further back down the timeline. And right now it looks like next year is their latest update on when we might know the final details of what they have seen. Mm-hmm. But they've said that before, that, you know, they expected back in 2019, I believe, to release their final findings. So it's been a lot of just pushing it down the line.
And I'm wondering, I want to make sure I understand the difference here, because the U.S. Chemical Safety Board, their independent, non-regulatory federal agency investigating causes of major chemical incidents. We heard that clip from their video animation of the malfunction earlier. So how does their investigation differ from what OSHA is looking into?
Yeah, so like you said, you know, they're an independent federal agency and they look at the root cause of chemical accidents, where OSHA looks primarily at worker safety. So okay. They're focusing on that aspect. So where they deviate is that, you know, the CSB might look into things like equipment failures, unforeseen chemical reactions or other hazards. And there's also a difference too, in that they don't issue fines or citations like OSHA did. Mm. They can only present recommendations on how the industry and how this particular refinery might be able to improve their processes and prevent these types of incidents moving forward.
Danielle Kading with us, WPR reporter based in Superior, breaking down these newly released documents that shed light on the 2018 Husky refinery explosion and fire. Where were you? Do you remember? What questions do you have about the refinery and where it goes from here? 800-642-1234 to join in. So, Danny, what else jumped out from you in these nearly 1,300 pages of documents?
Yeah, well, one other thing that surprised the OSHA inspection team is that workers reported hearing two booms that morning before the explosion. And so workers had kind of written it off as something related to contractor work in the area, like a crane dropping a load or something like that. But the agency said there were signs that things weren't going right and felt that the shutdown should have been stopped and investigated further before moving forward with that. And there were issues with the shutdown procedure. You know, workers had only been given instructions on how to shut down this particular unit that led to the explosion just a day before the explosion. And so workers indicated that they really hadn't been properly trained other than some verbal walkthrough on that.
Yeah, and explain just a bit why a refinery is shut down. Was it being shut down for maintenance? What was this procedure it was going through?
Yeah, so the shutdown is called a turnaround. They were going through weeks of shutting down units, unit by unit, looking at them, doing inspections, and ensuring that their mechanical integrity was sound. Mm-hmm. And the refinery says this is a process that they undertake every 5 years to make sure things are operating right. But as OSHA found in their report, there were shortcomings as to how equipment was maintained.
Mm. I'm thinking about this refinery being now 72 years old, Murphy Oil owning it for the bulk of that time. But in this current decade, you've seen it change hands. It was then sold to Calumet, Calumet to Husky. Now it's Cenovus Energy, and we're going to talk more about them. But I just wonder if you have any thoughts there on how the change of hands at the refinery in recent years might affect stability of the operation.
Well, that is a very good question, Kate. And after our report went out, you know, I reached out to Cenovus and their representatives and asked, you know, are these issues that were cited by OSHA, is this something that Husky Energy was aware of when they bought the plant? Because they had bought it in November of 2017, I believe, and the explosion happened just that next spring. Mm-hmm. Cenovus didn't answer our questions, and they declined our request for interviews, and they said basically that we'll reach out to you when we want to do an interview.
Hmm. WPR's Danny Kading has been reporting on the Husky refinery explosion since that day in April 2018, recently reviewing over 1,000 pages of documents obtained by WPR from federal labor regulators. Join in on the refinery, the safety, your questions on what has changed. Maybe you live in the Twin Ports, so you have thoughts here. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Danny Kading here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing federal documents that provide a clear picture on what caused the Superior Oil Refinery explosion and fire in April 2018 that rocked the Twin Ports. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Documents obtained by WPR show that then-owner Husky Energy knew about equipment issues years before the explosion. Join in with your questions, your reflections 4 years later. 800-642-1234. WPR reporter in Superior, Danielle Kading, is with us for about 9 more minutes. So, you know, Danny, your investigation found that the refinery had rewritten its operating procedures the day before the explosion, OSHA concluding the refinery operators weren't adequately trained on these new procedures. What role did that have, and how much do you know about what operating procedures had changed?
Yeah, well, employees had indicated that this new procedure was confusing and had new and deleted steps. And OSHA found that the refinery basically didn't provide clear instructions to address the consequences of deviating from the steps in this shutdown procedure and how to correct situations like air flowing backward in the unit, which investigators believe caused the explosion. Other than that, I don't really have too many details on that aspect of it.
How many people were working at the plant in 2018?
You know, the refinery typically has around 200 full-time workers year-round. And that's expected to continue once the plant resumes normal operations.
Are they still maintaining that number of people at the plant?
Yeah. You know, right now the refinery hasn't resumed normal operations, but Husky had committed to paying its workers while the refinery was rebuilding or has been rebuilding. And so, you know, there haven't been any announcements or layoffs or cuts to workers at the Superior Refinery that I'm aware of. And there have been hundreds of contractors that have been on site rebuilding the refinery.
Okay. So what about settlements here? You know, walk us through Husky settled cases with state and federal agencies, some residents. Can you walk us through what you know about these settlements?
Sure. Yeah. OSHA reached a roughly $69,000 settlement with Husky over the violations that they uncovered as part of their investigation. And the Wisconsin Department of Justice reached a settlement with Superior Refining Company related to emissions that were given off by the explosion. And then there was also a class action settlement that was reached with residents that basically gave payments to residents for lodging when they had to evacuate the city, if they had to stay overnight in Duluth or somewhere else, and also for lost work and things like that. And then there is this ongoing case with 9 contractors who are still suing the company or Superior Refining Company, and they're seeking more than $10,000 in medical bills and lost wages. And an attorney for contractor says, you know, they've suffered PTSD, they have physical injuries that jeopardize their ability to work, and they're looking for whatever a jury thinks is fair as far as compensation.
Do you know what type of compensation local residents were able to get out of the class action suit?
I believe that class action lawsuit was for about $1 million, if I'm not mistaken. And I don't have it right in front of me, but I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of around payments of $150 for residents located in that evacuation area.
That doesn't sound like that much compared to what we saw and what you saw on that day. Husky then is, I understand, bought out by Cenovus Energy in January of 2021. What does this change in operations mean and change in ownership?
Well, the change in ownership, I mean, now Cenovus owns the plant, but if you drive by the refinery, you know, it still has Husky's name on it. It's still Husky representatives that are working there. And You know, so I think things have been largely maintained as far as this transition for in ownership. You know, Husky, I'm sorry, Synovus has said that they're taking steps that are consistent with OSHA's recommendations for resolving some of these violations, including like looking at the condition and the operability of their equipment. They say that, you know, the refinery is being rebuilt with state-of-the-art equipment, new slide valves. You know, they've added more safety procedures related to concerns over a potential release of a highly toxic chemical known as hydrogen fluoride, which is used in their refining process. And there was never any release of that chemical that day, but that is why residents were evacuated over the potential for a release that could cause like this toxic plume that could make people sick or potentially even die.
Talking with WPR reporter Danny Kading covered the Superior Refinery since the explosion in April of 2018, the fire, the subsequent fires. You can join in your thoughts and questions, 800-642-1234. Danny, Synovus Energy, Calgary-based, second-largest Canadian oil and natural gas producer, second-largest Canadian-based refiner. How are local residents receiving the change of ownership? Are there any thoughts there?
You know, I don't know that residents have real strong feelings about the change of ownership or the purchase of the refinery. The pandemic hit the oil industry hard when everything shut down, and that kind of led to this deal and the consolidation of a lot of oil companies, especially in Canada. But, you know, I haven't heard strong feelings from residents about this deal. Labor reps have said that they think the new owner is going to be committed to worker safety.
I'm curious if you have, you know, I thought Husky was bringing in from the Bakken oil patch. And I'm wondering what Synovus Energy will be refining. Is there any sense of Synovus's plans once the refinery is totally rebuilt and operating for what its upstream will be on its Superior refinery? What will it be bringing in?
Well, you're right in that the facility processes heavy and light crude oil from Canada and North Dakota's Bakken oil fields, and it produces gasoline and diesel for the region, including asphalt, which is a byproduct of the refining process. And so my understanding is that once the refinery resumes normal operations, that they would be producing or have a refining capacity somewhere around 50,000 barrels a day. And that would be part of their overall operations in Canada and the U.S.
Just one thing that came up in April, that an environmental group launched in this elaborate hoax publicity campaign where the activists posed as Husky Energy to draw attention to the use of the, as you mentioned, the chemical hydrogen fluoride in the refining process. What did you make of this hoax?
Well, I don't know what I made of it. I don't really like to offer my opinions on it, but I think that, you know, for in the community, this hoax went largely unnoticed. Residents that I spoke with really hadn't heard much about it at all.
Just some reporter's notebook here. How difficult was it to get these nearly 1,300 pages of documents from the federal agency?
Well, if we were talking in terms of time, then I think it was very difficult. I mean, you know, and part of that, you know, there were more than 1,300 pages of documents. And so there was a lot of information that was redacted. And I'm sure that that takes time for someone to go through and redact information. But one thing we know is that OSHA really doesn't have the resources and funding to conduct inspections at every workplace nationwide. So I imagine that extends to records requests, although that's speculation on my part. But, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic also hit about a year after we filed our request, and that presented its own challenges for the agency.
What do you watch for next?
I think we're waiting to see what happens with this lawsuit from contractors and what comes of that, you know, I think that that's going to be a lengthy ongoing process. It's already been going on for years. It doesn't look like it's going to be resolved anytime soon, even though I think they have set a jury trial date for sometime next year, I believe. And also, I think what I would really like to know is if OSHA is going to conduct another inspection before this refinery starts up. They say they reserve right to do that, mm-hmm. but they haven't committed to doing that. And I think, you know, people who are concerned about whether or not things have been resolved and everything is safe want to know that the refinery is doing what they say they are doing, mm-hmm. and that they have inspected equipment beyond just what was involved in the explosion, and then they're going to make sure that workers and the surrounding community are safe.
Danny, thank you for joining us and sharing your reporting.
Thanks for having me on, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a WPR reporter based in the Superior Bureau. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.